The death of Daesh leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi has not shocked Afghanistan so much. His death certainly does not mean the end of Daesh in the country, particularly across the Takfiri group's main hideouts in the eastern and northeastern parts of the country. Security officials speaking to Press TV say the Afghan armed forces are committed to uproot terrorists wherever they may be.
We think that in the coming 3 months plan that we have, we're going to have successes across the country, particularly the northeast of Afghanistan.
At the same time, the government is studying plans to convince the Taliban militant group to agree to direct talks with Kabul. However, even if this happens, the government is not optimistic about a lasting peace. They are concerned over support for militant activities from certain countries, especially Afghanistan's eastern neighbor. Kabul is also worried about the ongoing threat of terrorism and an extremist ideology in the country.
Unless Pakistan assures Afghanistan that it will stop providing safe haven to terrorists, cut its support to the Taliban and the rest of the terrorist groups, and stop fueling the war in Afghanistan, no negotiations or peace will be fruitful.
Despite the reasons behind the deaths of terrorists around the world, many here suspect there is a certain political agenda behind the killing of al-Baghdadi at this particular time by the United States. Observers believe U.S. President Donald Trump is trying to portray the killing of al-Baghdadi as a major achievement in order to help his re-election bid, while on the ground, the fight against terrorism is far from being over. Reporting for Press TV, Syed Amin Olimi, Kabul.